Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down.
Our guest this week grew up in Granville Heights, Ohio, and earned a BS in Mechanical Engineering from the University of Notre Dame and an MBA from Stanford Graduate School of Business. From 2015 to 2018, he was an engagement manager with McKinsey & Company. And since 2018, he's been the CEO and co-founder of Hello, whose goal is to help the world to pray and meditate. Today, it's the number one Catholic app in the world. His name, Alex Jones, and we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Alex Jones, who in 2018 became the CEO and co-founder of Hello. Alex, welcome and honor to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a blessing.
Can we start this evening by you offering us an opening prayer?
Yes, please. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, just take a couple seconds here to recognize God's presence and the Holy Spirit's presence with us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to share in your beauty and your glory. We give you thanks for the opportunity to help you in the building up of your kingdom. We ask in all things that we may do your will and give you glory. And we pray especially for those folks who have fallen away from you and a relationship with you, who might be suffering from loneliness, anxiety, stress, or any other ailment, that our words may reach them and that your peace may bring joy and love to their hearts. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Alex. Can we start by talking about your childhood in Granville Heights, Ohio, and your mom and your dad, please?
Yeah. I was incredibly blessed. I had an incredible family, loving and supportive, had three sisters growing up in a small town outside of Columbus, Ohio, and was raised Catholic, brought up through the sacraments, confirmed. My mom was a saint of a woman, kind of the bedrock of our family's faith, and we were just incredibly blessed to have her leading our family in faith. But I unfortunately fell away from my faith in high school and college pretty heavily. Would have considered myself atheist or agnostic for most of that time. And that was probably a combination of a bunch of different things, my peer group, my friends, and kind of just this overarching, a sense of rebellion like any teenager or adolescent, but also just this sense that, you know, hey, religion and the big guy up in the sky was this thing that my parents did because their parents did it, and there's no real reason for it. Science is what's true, and all this religion stuff is kind of just myth. And so I fell away from my faith, unfortunately, for most of, my young adult life, which was too bad and unfortunately not all that of uncommon of an experience. My family's incredible, we were incredibly blessed to grow up how we did.
What's the biggest thing you learned from mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from dad, Alex?
Wow, that's a fascinating one. My mom is almost, there's too many things to pick from. She's just an incredibly selfless woman. Her whole life is a sacrifice of trying to help other people, trying to help her family, trying to serve her community. And so it's either a combination of how do you sacrifice, how do you truly love, how do you give of yourself to other people, which, you know, is probably the most important lesson you can learn, and faith. I mean, she's just always been throughout her life a bedrock of faith and helping her family and us to grow in our faith and always being kind of a steady rock. So those would be the two big things. I think, you know, my dad, I like to say, I have three heroes in my life who I have a particularly fond attachment to. Professionally, you know, in your products or strategy, I think Steve Jobs is phenomenal. Spiritually, you know, he had a lot of flaws, but built really incredible products. Spiritually, Saint Teresa of Avila has always just been someone who, you know, she was the first person when I came back to my faith, which I'm happy to get into, but who really brought me, really exposed the church. And then, you know, personally, and in terms of, you know, my vocation as a husband and a father is my dad. He's just a, he's an incredible man of virtue. He's, you know, probably the biggest thing he instilled in us was just this sense of doing what's right and always telling the truth, which, you know, he always prioritized and, doing what's right. And I think, so that was one of the big things for my dad. I think the other one, especially as I've gotten into the real world and working, is he just has this great, he's just an incredible, he does this thing where, he says, you know, the whole point of all this stuff is just to have fun. So, you know, you feel like there's these big, you have a big meeting or a big conversation or a big interview or some big thing that has to go well. But the point is just to have fun. You have to remind yourself to have fun. And that's how you enjoy the journey of working in a professional environment. So I've learned a ton from both of them, but those would probably be the things that stuck out.
All right. Speaking of learning a ton, you attended three universities, Ohio State, the Ohio State University, the University of Notre Dame, and Stanford. When they play each other in football, like the Buckeyes played Notre Dame a little more than a month ago, who do you root for, Alex?
Well, I've got to stick with the Irish. Unfortunately, they just lost to Ohio State, so I wish it was the other way around. But so I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, right next to OSU, and I went there for a summer for in between one of my summers in undergrad while at Notre Dame to take a couple classes at Ohio State, and I loved it. I think it's a great university. Notre Dame, though, was just, I mean, that was my undergrad. It's where from Notre Dame was when I started to come back to my faith and leaned a lot on the community of Notre Dame. And I met my wife there. My in-laws live very close to the university. And so Notre Dame has got a pretty special place in my heart that is tough to beat. And then for graduate school at Stanford, we didn't, you know, we were working on Hallow at the time. So I was pretty busy. So we didn't get as much into kind of the athletics, at Stanford. So yeah, one thing that I root for, which is Notre Dame football, which is, you know, usually, heartbreaking, but, can be exciting at times.
All right. We're talking to Alex Jones. When we come back, we're going to ask him about the chapter of his life called McKinsey and Company, the creme de la creme of consulting. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything's Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Alex Jones. If you want to learn more, www.hallow.com. Alex, 2015 to 2018, you're an engagement manager with McKinsey. That is the creme de la creme of consulting. Why so?
There's a lot of really phenomenal consulting firms that do a lot of really great work. So, but McKinsey, I think, is just, they do a phenomenal job. I mean, their goal is to serve large clients. They serve a bunch of different types of clients, but large companies, and helping them figure out whether it's strategy or building digital products or being more efficient or whatever it is. And they've just built, I mean, what they are essentially is just a collection of really, really great folks, incredible partners who are very, very experienced, have been through these types of big projects, you know, hundreds of times, and can help clients who are going through it for the first time really try to do something special. And so they've just got really tremendous people who are incredibly effective at what they do. And they do a great job as a culture of training new folks. And so that's what got me really excited, is you kind of get to come into consulting. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. Certainly didn't think it was going to be a Catholic meditation app, but got exposure to a bunch of the different things that organizations and companies have to do to try to be successful. And the the nice part about it is, you know, you'd have a partner at McKinsey who, you know, a company might do a big five to 10 year strategy project once every 5 to 10 years, but a McKinsey partner would do that, you know, once every 3 to 6 months. And so it's just it's nice to have, you know, especially as a CEO or as a C-suite, someone who's been through these, you know, once every 5 year type projects pretty regularly and can help guide you through it and act as kind of an advisor. I think the last thing that they do really well is they just have a very service oriented mindset. So it's all just, how can we help, you know, where folks at McKinsey find value is, how can we help the client be successful? How can we help serve them in their goals? And I think that kind of service orientation and that service mindset is what helps them to be able to drive value for their clients and then to be able to be successful. But it's a great place. I loved being able to work there for a few years.
All right. You just gave us a minute and a half. Tremendous sales pitch from McKinsey. Alex, 2018, April, you leave them. Why?
Well, McKinsey's great, but God's a little bit greater. So, I had fallen away from my faith, and for a good chunk of McKinsey, you know, still was agnostic or atheist. And I got really into this meditation thing. Unfortunately, my mind did not go first to St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, but to kind of secular meditation. And there were a couple of these new secular meditation apps, which I tried. I was about to go to India to try to learn to meditate, but I downloaded one of these apps. It was a lot cheaper than the flight. And it was this great way to kind of, you press play. It's not like you really have to interact with technology that much, because you kind of just plug in your headphones, close your eyes, and you have kind of this guide who leads you in this technique. And I thought it was this great kind of personal journey to learn these techniques. But every time I would meditate, my mind would feel pulled towards something spiritual, something Christian, something Trinitarian in the image of the Holy Spirit, which I thought was very strange because I would have considered myself agnostic. So I started asking priests, brothers, sisters, folks who I knew, this question of, thinking I had a revolutionary question of, you know, is there any intersection here between this meditation thing and this faith thing? And they all laughed at me and said, yeah, we've been doing it for 2,000 years. It's called prayer. You probably should have heard about it. And so I Googled, I'd known about prayer, obviously, but just kind of the stuff that I'd memorized as a kid, or telling God what I was thankful for or sorry for. And what I started learning about was this whole rich tradition of contemplative and meditative prayer within the church, and things like Lectio Divina, Ignatian spirituality. And I Googled how to do Lectio Divina, sat down, randomly opened up a Bible to Matthew 6, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallow was the word that stuck out that I meditated on. And it just changed my life. I mean, it's tough to put into words, but it just brought me this incredible sense of peace. While at the same time, like, I was really wrestling with what I was supposed to do with my life. Hallow means to make holy. Is God trying to make me holy? Am I trying to help other people grow in holiness? Am I doing that while I'm at McKinsey? And all these kind of really deep questions. And I realized, you know, that I needed some tool, like I had been using these kind of meditation apps, but for this Christian contemplative prayer. And so I, you know, it was actually great timing, because it was 6-7 months before I was going to start grad school. So I decided, you know, hey, I might as well just try to code this thing for myself, build this thing for myself to try to help me grow a little bit in my own spiritual life. And seems like a good use of a few months to try to build this thing. And worse to worse, I just go back into consulting. And so it was really this pull from God, and God kind of trying to beat me over the head with, you should try to do this thing and learn this stuff, and maybe it would help a couple other people. But honestly, had not even thought of that, about that. I was just thinking about myself. So there wasn't really a big, you know, hey, I hated McKinsey or any of that stuff. I loved it, but it was just this pull from God that, you know, it's tough to, and it's just, you can't compare that. We are incredibly blessed to get to work on this thing where that combines these great, this great technology, great, how do you build a product and try to help people with kind of the foundation of our faith and spiritual life and growing deeper in our relationship with God. Is just an enormous blessing. It's the best job you could ever ask for. So tough for any company to compete with that, at least for me personally.
We're talking Alex Jones, and in 2018, he, Alessandro DeSanto, and Eric Kerike started Hallow, which today, 4.5 years later, is the number one Catholic app in the world. All right, you settled on 5 components: prayer, meditation, music, Bible, and one that might surprise people, sleep. Talk about those five.
Yeah. It really was just, you know, we started with, actually, it's pretty interesting because we started, there's this whole rich beauty of contemplative and meditative prayer within the church. And that's certainly where we started. And honestly, we launched this test thinking, okay, we're going to start with some imaginative prayer, some Ignatian stuff. We're going to start with some Carmelite spirituality, some recollection, and some Lectio Divina. And we're going to test these different sessions and see which one people like the best. And then we're going to build an app around that. We're going to build a Lectio Divina app, build a Carmelite spirituality app or recollection app, build a Ignatian spirituality or examine or imaginative prayer app. And what we realized was, we were first using it just for ourselves, but a few friends and family, a few dozen folks started using it. And we asked them what they thought of it. And everybody came back and said, you know, I loved this thing. It was phenomenal. The other stuff, it didn't really work for me. I didn't really love it. But the funny thing was, it was an exactly even split between those three things that we had tested. Everybody loved one at some stage in their life, and they didn't really jive with the others. And so what we learned very early on was, everybody is at different stages of their spiritual life. Everybody has different charisms. They identify with different types of prayer or contemplative techniques at different points in their life and across, you know, different people, different things resonate. And so we really focused on, you know, and I think it's one of the benefits of being able to use technology is, how can you bring this vast diversity of the church's spirituality to folks at different times in their life? And so we started, yeah, very focused on kind of prayer and meditation, which are pretty very close in terms of the Christian definition of those two things. But things like what I've been talking about, Lectio Divina, meditating with scripture, Carmelite spirituality, the rosary, chaplets, those types of the core kind of prayer and meditation foundation. What we started to see was, first, that people were using it a lot at night, so like 9:30 p.m., 10 p.m. And so what we wanted to do was give kind of a custom experience to that. You don't really want to look at a really bright white screen when it's late at night, and you don't really want somebody saying good morning or hello and welcome to Hallie. You want it a little bit softer. And there's beautiful kind of close your day prayers like night prayer from Liturgy of the Hours or the Examine. And so we wanted to have folks have an opportunity to close their day with those. So we added kind of the sleep section, which is super popular. And then we realized, one of the more popular meditations, types of meditations was meditating on scripture, Lectio Divina. And people kept asking for, you know, can we dive deeper into scripture? How can we learn more about scripture? And so we started to add a series of different kind of scripture related things, a daily reflection, Jeff Cavins, Jonathan Rumi going through the Bible, Father Mike's Bible in a Year, of course. And those were just, people loved them. And they're able to journey on this really long, for Bible in a Year, a full year, 365 sessions, going through the whole Bible and really understanding it in depth and growing deeper in the relationship with God. So that's how that one came out. And then music, we had this little background music option that I actually wasn't a big fan of because I like to pray with silence, but folks loved it. And it was, you know, being able to add Gregorian chant or little nature sounds or little peaceful piano behind it. And what we realized were people throughout the day were trying to find a way to listen to that music just to bring God into their work or into the middle of their day. And so we started adding a good chunk of both custom music and music that great artists had added before, and licensing it to folks, and folks started using it throughout the day as a way to bring God into their regular work lives and regular days. And so for us, it's just kind of this, I don't think we're just very much at the beginning. We added audiobooks, we added kids content, we're adding mental health content, a bunch of different types of content. But our goal is really, how can you help folks to build a prayer life and pray unceasingly? So pray in every aspect of their life, and how can you bring God into as many aspects of their life as possible? And so I think we've just barely scratched the surface, but yeah, those were kind of the first few big categories of things that folks really seemed to enjoy.
Former Governor Mike Huckabee, for the last couple of years, has been selling us on this miracle pill to help you sleep, but Alex and his team have given us the true miracle way to sleep, prayer and meditation, for free. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Think of
This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Prasula. We're with Alex Jones, the CEO and co-founder of Hello, the number one Catholic app in the world, www.hello.com. You've touched on it, but talk to us more about the breadth of the library of content that you've accumulated, Alex.
Yeah, I mean it's just a really powerful part of being a part of our faith and our church is we started with 100 sessions, which seemed like a lot, 100 different. Well, we started at the very beginning just with 9, but then we added 100, 200, a bunch of different types of sessions across a bunch of different types of content. And the goal is, that you can go into the app and find world-class retreat leaders and prayer leaders and theologians and guides, Bishop Barron, Dr. Scott Hahn, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, Jim Caviezel, a handful of really great folks in the faith world, and pray with them in the morning and understand and explore all the different facets and spiritualities of the church. And the thing that we have as Catholics, which is just so powerful, is this just thousands of years of really beautiful, really rich tradition. And so our goal at Hallow is not, we're not inventing anything new. We're not, coming up with a new way to pray or any of that stuff. All we're doing is taking these things that the church has known and had for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and trying to bring it to folks in an accessible way. And there's so much, every time you get into, this is, right at the beginning, we were thinking, hey, are we going to have enough content? And every time you start to scratch or start to add one little piece of content, you understand how much more there is. Like just in Carmelite spirituality, you could have thousands of different types of meditations and retreats, not to talk about Dominican or Franciscan or in all the different types of spirituality, prayer techniques that the church has. There's just this wealth and beauty that we get to tap into. And so we started with 100, 200 sessions. I think we now have, significantly north of 5,000. We kind of stopped counting for us actually now the hard part is we've got so much really powerful content that from these great leaders across the church. How do you bring it to folks in a way that doesn't overwhelm them? That's, hey, this is something that you can start with and then, grow in different ways. Whether you've never prayed before or you haven't prayed in 10, 20 years, maybe start with just like a 30-second Jesus, I trust in you. Or if you're trying to, do a holy hour every day and you have, adoration and music in the background and long meditations that you want to stack next to each other to really dive deeper into your faith life. Our goal is just to create a place that can be home for as many folks in their relationship with God as possible.
Alex has just described the breadth and the volume of content that's available for free. And then there's a subscription fee for very high-end stuff, $9 a month, or $60 a year, www.hallow.com. All right, Alex, a listener says, I'm not Catholic. What do you have for me?
Yeah, we've got a ton of non-Catholic folks on the app. It's been actually one of the really, really powerful parts of being able to be a part of watching the community on Hallow grow. I mean, we've got, I think, 3.75 or so million downloads now, and a ton of them, a lot are Catholic and take their faith seriously. A lot maybe were raised Catholic and fell away from their faith or would consider themselves spiritual but not religious. But we also have a ton of non-Catholic Christians. We have a good chunk of Jewish folks on the app, Muslim folks on the app, a huge kind of diversity of people using the app and growing deeper in their relationship with God through it. Everything on the app is always going to be, for us, from a values perspective, 100% in line with church teaching and guiding people following the church and Holy Father's leadership. But our goal is to try to build a place, as the church is, that can welcome as many folks as possible. Actually, we talk regularly with the folks who use the app the most just to understand what value they're finding from it and how they can how it can be better. And it was about a year ago, we looked up the person who used it the most and asked if she'd be willing to have a conversation to learn about how she was using it. And she was an evangelical woman who used it, I think it was roughly 10 times a day for 300 days or something in a row. So it was this incredible, she just was incredibly prayerful. And we talked to her about it, and she was like, yeah, I mean, it's 99% of the content here is just meditations on scripture, which any Christian can dive into and find value from. You know, I maybe skip the rosary more than a Catholic would, or, you know, skip some of the saint stuff every once in a while if it doesn't really resonate with me. But, you know, the vast majority is just meditating on God's word. And so our goal is really to try to help as many folks as possible come from whatever background, whatever stage of life you're in, and try to find a habit of prayer and growing deeper in a relationship with God that'll help you to find peace and his love in your life.
We're talking to Alex Jones. When we come back, we're going to ask him what's amazed him the most these past 4.5 years. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Jack Rasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol.
Anything is possible.
I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Alex Jones of Hello, where tech meets faith. Alex, you started this thing with two other guys 4.5 years ago. What's amazed you the most?
Yeah, I get this question a decent bit, and the first thing is the fact that anybody uses this at all to help them grow deeper in their life. When we had 1,000 people using it, we were blown away. You know, we never thought 1,000 people would find this thing valuable. The fact that we get to work on this full time is incredible. The fact that we have such a phenomenal team and so many incredible contributors and faith leaders who are adding content to the app has all been just really breathtaking. But by far, the thing that sticks with us the most is just, it's just the incredible work that God is able to do in people's lives through this app. And it's just, it's so far beyond anything that we ever could have designed or thought up or done. And so it is really just infinitely humbling. I mean, we get these stories once every day or once every other day from folks writing in and telling us just what incredible work God has done in their life through using this app. And so, I mean, there was a young woman who was struggling with body image issues, who was never able to look at herself and feel comfortable or loved. And she meditated and for the first time felt like she was loved by God. There was a woman struggling with suicide and depression who was, overcome by really negative thoughts and was able to go and lock herself in the bathroom and plug in her headphones and hear God say, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest and just find peace in that. But there's a woman, you know, this is one of them from just a couple weeks ago that's most fresh in my mind, that she had converted to the faith, but her family hadn't. And she was she was completely alone, very struggling deeply with her faith. She used to live in the city, and then because of her husband's work had to move out to the middle of the country. And so had no friends, had no faith community, and was struggling deeply with depression, with anger. She developed a bad case of alcoholism and was struggling with that for years. And she was angry. She didn't have a good relationship with her family, her parents, or her husband. And it was very difficult for her. And she said she saw something about the app on some show or post or something, and she decided to give it a try. And she went out to her car and downloaded it and plugged in her headphones. And she said it just felt like God had laid a blanket of peace over her, and it just encompassed her. And she said since that day, she's been sober, 80 days sober, She has been praying with the app 5 times a day, every day. She doesn't listen to podcasts or YouTube or any of that. She just prays, and she's able to be a source of light and love for her family, for her husband, for her parents. And she's able to grow deeper in her faith community, even though it's a ways away. And she feels like she's not alone anymore. And she, you know, said, "Hey, if I just want you guys to know that if you never do another good thing in your life, just know that you've saved my life. I don't think that I would physically be here because of how much I was struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts. I don't think I would physically be here if it wasn't for this app and the grace that God has given me through it." And that is just, I mean, I broke down in tears, and it's an incredibly powerful testimony. But it's just this beautiful thing a beautiful example of the incredible work God can do when we just give Him a little part of our lives, and when we just dedicate a little bit of time to Him. And you know, we certainly didn't do that work us. We didn't do that. That was just the Holy Spirit coming through. But it's just an incredible blessing to be able to be a part of people's spiritual journey and to hear the peace and the transformation that God is bringing them through their lives. So that's certainly been the thing that's overwhelmed us and blown us away the most.
We're talking Alex Jones, and I quote you now. "My favorite prayer is the Litany of Humility." What is that, Alex?
It's a really, it's one of the things, as you dive deeper into all these different types of prayers and meditations, there's just these incredibly powerful prayers that I had never been exposed to or never heard of. The Litany of Humility is this really powerful. It's just a prayer where you there's a series of different lines where you ask God for the grace, essentially, to be humble. But it's really, I've always struggled with humility. I've struggled with a lot of things, but I've always struggled with what it really meant and how you, like, what is perfect humility? I think I kind of get what perfect love and charity and self-service is. I'm very far from it, but I kind of get it, and I'm working on it. But humility was always a harder one for me to kind of understand. And we always start our Lenten challenge on Ash Wednesday with this Litany of Humility. It's on the app for whenever folks want to dive into it, but it's just this radical prayer of, how do you put other people first, and how do you wish the best for other people? And there's these, you know, you essentially in the prayer, you ask for these really radical things. I want other people to be more successful than I am. I want other people to grow in holiness more than I can, or more than I do, provided that I grow in as much holiness as I should. But there's a bunch of these asks that are really hard things. Like, and I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned from being a father is the only way I really understand that is with my kids. Is like, yes, I certainly want their lives to be better than mine. I certainly want them to be happier than I am. I want the best for them, even if, you know, I don't, at my own expense, certainly. And then to push yourself to, okay, well, why don't I want that for my brother and sister in Christ? Why don't I want that for everybody? I should want that for everybody. Everybody, I should want to have as great a life as possible, and greater than mine. And then the flip side of that is welcoming the suffering, welcoming humiliation, welcoming things that humble you, which is really hard. You know, you don't want to be humiliated. You don't want to be slandered. You don't want to, you don't want to fail, but asking God for the grace to, grow in humility through those. So it's just this incredible prayer that really shocks you and helps you to realize, at least for me, how much of God's grace I need to grow in holiness and to be the person that He's calling me to be. So it's one of the, you know, thousands of prayers that I discovered that just really changed my life, and pray it regularly, but it's been a powerful one.
We're talking Alex Jones, www.hallow.com. All right, there's a listener tonight, a mom or dad, that says, "My Gen Zer, my millennial, boy, I've got to tell him about this app. How do I get him to go there?" What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's, the exciting part for us is we have a bunch of, you know, Gen Zers and young folks on the app, a ton of young folks who are actually telling their parents about it. So it's kind of the opposite trend as is typical in at least the Catholic world. But I mean, it depends on the person. It depends what they get most excited about, what you think they might be interested in. There's a bunch of folks, especially younger folks, who are fascinated with this idea of, you know, either self-help or meditation or spirituality, contemplative life, yoga, any of these things, if there's kind of like a interest in the spirituality, which I think is, you know, there's a bunch of dangers to following different types of spirituality that aren't, you know, centered on Christ. But there's, I think, a good, there's something good in there. There's this hunger for growing deeper in your spiritual life. And so I think there's an angle for folks that's like, hey, look, you know, I know that this, you know, maybe you think the church thing is just the thing that I make you go to. But there is this, like, these kids, you know, we're young adults trying to build this for folks like us who have discovered and want to share kind of this really powerful spirituality that happens to be from the church's tradition. And, you know, you should try it. Just sit in silence for 10 minutes. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you got too many notifications on Instagram. Maybe you have too much anxiety from all of the schoolwork or studying that you have to do. Just try this for, you know, 5-10 minutes sitting in silence and see if, you know, see if you connect with something there. See if there's something on the other side. See if you start to build a relationship and maybe you start to find some peace. My guess is that you will. I think there's also, so that's kind of like the core of what tends to work the most, especially when we reach out to and talk with young people. But there's a bunch of different angles. There's, you know, people who are interested in their faith and want to dive deeper into scripture or any of that stuff. There's a bunch of really incredible resources. Folks, we have a bunch of really fun, there's like celebrities and influencers, Brett Favre's on the app, Drew Holiday, incredible athletes for folks who are focused on athletics, leading folks in prayer, Mark Wahlberg, David Henry. There's a bunch of really, Mario Lopez, there's a bunch of fun folks who you can pray with. And then, you know, the other music tends to resonate a good chunk with folks at different ages and different parts of their life. And then if somebody's struggling to sleep, if you got a kid who's watching TikTok till, you know, 2 or 3 a.m., you know, maybe close your day with night prayer and try to give God a bit of that anxiety and a bit of that stress and close your day in peace. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can try to, you know, pitch the benefits of spirituality and bringing God into folks' lives. And hopefully Hallow can be a little bit of that easy on ramp to, for folks to give a shot at building a relationship with God.
Alex Jones, I commend and thank you and your teammates for letting go and letting God and how he's transforming your lives and millions of others. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much. It's all credit to the big man upstairs, and we've been blessed to be along for the ride. So I appreciate you having me on, and all the glory to the big man.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasuha. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.